This midday rejuvenation is an invigorating practice to help enliven your energies. We'll begin with the three-part breath. Begin by lying down, so ease yourself carefully onto your back, using any props that you need to make yourself comfortable. And take a moment to find your breath, to allow your body to soften and release into the support of the floor. You're welcome to close your eyes or leave them open, either one, whichever feels better. Turning the attention to the breath and just watching the easy, natural flow of your breath. And then, as you're ready, we'll move into the three-part breath. So please bring your hands to your lower belly, rest your palms just below your belly button. Let your elbows be heavy and your shoulders relaxed. And invite your breath to completely fill your lungs so that as you breathe in, you might notice your belly rounding. Your hands will gently rise on the inhale. And then as you exhale, your belly rests down and your hands gently fall. And continue with this relaxed abdominal breath for a few rounds. Easy does it, breathing in, the belly rounds, breathing out, the belly releases down. Please don't strain or force or press your belly. Just allow your body to do what it knows very well how to do. Easy breath in and easy breath out. And now let's slide the hands to the rib cage, either one or both hands resting lightly on the ribs. And let your hands help bring your attention to the movement of breath here. Just feeling the rib cage expand on the inhalation and relax back on the exhale. Breathing in, filling, and breathing out, letting go. Now let's slide one or both hands to the upper chest and allow your hands to help bring your attention to the movement of breath here. Just feeling this gentle rise and fall, the upper part of the chest. And we'll leave one hand on the upper chest. Let the other hand return to the lower belly. And we'll linger here for a few rounds of the three-part breath. Noticing on the inhale, the belly rounds, the ribs expand, the upper chest broadens and fills. And on the exhale, everything softens, quiets, releases. Breathing in, the belly rounds, the ribs expand, the upper chest broadens and fills. And on the exhale, everything releases. And you might notice as we linger here for a few more rounds that there's also movement in the sides of your body and in the back of your body, so that your breath is a three-dimensional phenomenon. Just filling and emptying. Then please finish the breath that you're on and allow your arms to rest by your sides and allow your breath to return to its own natural rhythm. And as we move through the postures of this sequence today, please make sure that your breath is steady and comfortable. If your breath is compromised in any way, please back off your poses until your breath is easy. So if your knees are not bent, please go ahead and bend them as we prepare for the range of motion sequence. Feet flat on the floor, about hip distance apart, knees bent, arms at the sides. And then as you're ready, begin to gently turn your head from side to side, just nice and easy. Chin moves towards one shoulder, back to the center, and over to the other side. And just continue this easy turning of the head at your own pace. And notice how this feels. Notice if the right side feels a little different from the left. Do you have a preference? Does your head move more easily one way than the other? Just curious, interested in how this feels. And then at your own time, bring your head back to the center, lining your chin up with that little notch in the collarbones. And then when you're ready, finding the breath, on the inhale, let's take the arms up and overhead so that the backs of the hands move in the direction of the floor behind you. And on the exhalation, take the arms back down to the starting position. And play with this at your own pace. Inhale the arms up, and exhale the arms down. Moving only to that point of challenge, never to strain. Just easy does it, inhaling and exhaling. And then the next time your arms are resting down along your sides, let's linger here and just notice the effects of that practice. And now let's take an easy breath in. On an exhale, please hug your right thigh in towards your chest, either holding behind the thigh or using your strap. And we'll begin to circle the toes of the right foot. Easy does it. Big circles in one direction and then back the other way so that ankle wakes up. Good. Circling one way and then the other. And now let's quiet the foot. And on an inhale, please extend the right heel toward the sky, moving your leg as straight as it's going to get today. And on an exhale, bending the knee back where you started. And we'll move through these two positions a few times. Inhale, the leg moves towards straight. Exhale, the knee bends. Your hands can be either behind your thigh or holding a strap. Or if you like, you can rest your arms at your sides while you extend and the leg and bend the knee, whichever feels best to you. And then the next time the leg's in the up position, as straight as it's going to be today, let's linger there. And from here, we'll flex and point that right foot a few times. Toes reach back toward the nose, toes point up toward the sky. And then circle the toes one way and the other. Make sure the breath is easy. And now let's bring the foot to the flexed position. Toes reach back, heel lifts up. We'll bend the right knee and bring the right ankle to the left thigh. Invite the right knee to move away from you and just breathe into wherever you're feeling the effects of this posture. Arms are relaxed by your sides. Shoulders are quiet. One more breath here. And then as you're ready, bring your right foot to the ground and just take a moment to notice any differences between the right side and the left side. And now let's give the left leg a turn. So easy breath in. On the exhale, please hug the left thigh in, holding behind the thigh or using a strap, and begin to circle the toes of the left foot, waking up the left ankle. Rotating one direction and then changing directions. And now let's quiet the foot. And on an inhale, we'll extend that left heel up to the sky, moving the leg towards straight. And on an exhale, bend the knee. And we'll move back and forth between these two positions a few times. Inhale, the leg extends up. Exhale, the knee bends. Holding either behind the thigh or using a strap, Or if you like, resting the arms at the sides, whichever is the best choice for you today. And then the next time the legs in that up position, extended up toward the sky, let's linger there. And from here, we'll flex and point the foot a few times. Maybe circle the toes one way and the other. And now let's bring that left foot to the flexed position. Toes reach back, heel lifts up. And we'll bend the left knee, bring the left ankle to the right thigh. Arms can rest at the sides. Invite your left knee to move away from you. The left foot is still flexed. And linger here for a few breaths. Just noticing how this feels, inviting your breath to help you soften around any areas of tightness. One more breath. And then allow that left foot to come back to the earth. And rest here, noticing both knees bent, both feet flat on the floor, arms at the sides. Just notice how you feel. And then as you're ready, extend your arms out to your sides at about shoulder height. Palms can be up or down, whichever feels better to you. And we'll begin to just gently rock the knees from side to side, just nice and easy. Knees move toward one side and back to the center and over to the other side. And if it seems like it might be fun, you can add your head. So allow your head to turn in the opposite direction of your knees. So if your knees go to the right, allow your head to turn to the left. So either stay with this gentle rocking, or if it seems like it might be nice to just let your knees turn one way and your head turn the other way and linger there for a few breaths, that's an option. As you inhale, fill your body with breath, and as you exhale, just soften into the twist. And then if you've lingered on one side, make your way back to center and allow the knees to turn the other way. Head turns in the opposite direction of the knees, lingering here for a few breaths. Breathing in, filling, and breathing out, letting go. And then as you're ready, make your way back to the center, knees pointing toward the sky, and just take a moment to tune in to the effect of this practice. For the practice of Lake Mudra, please have your knees bent, feet about hip distance apart, arms resting by your sides. Take an easy breath in, and on your exhalation, gently draw your belly in towards your spine. On the inhale, relax your belly, allowing your body to be soft as you inhale. And on the exhale, again, just gently hug your belly in towards your spine. Make sure that you're not restricting your breath. And then continue with this easy breath, making sure to have a little gentle hug in the lower belly. And then as you're ready, on your next inhalation, extend your right leg out along the floor and take your left arm up and overhead, back of the hand coming toward the floor behind you. And on an exhalation, come on back to the starting position. On your next inhalation, we'll extend the left leg out along the floor. Right arm goes up and overhead, back of the hand coming toward the floor behind you. Exhale back where you started. And then please continue this movement at your own pace. On the inhale, extending the limbs out along the diagonal, opposite arm and leg. And on the exhale, coming back to the starting position. Continue with this at your own pace. Make sure that you alternate sides. And if you find that this is a little bit too challenging, it's fine to slide your leg out along the floor. And if you want to make it a little bit more challenging, have your leg hover just above the floor without touching. Either one is fine, whichever seems most appropriate to you. So moving slowly and with intention, continuing to have that gentle little hug in the belly as you do this without creating hardness or restricting your breath. If you want a little bit more sensation, feel free to linger in the extended position. Make sure that you're not holding your breath, that it's flowing smoothly. And then finish the one that you're on. And at your own time, make your way back to the starting position. Knees bent, feet resting on the ground, both arms resting by your sides. And take a moment to notice the effects of this practice. For the practice of knees to chest, please take an easy breath in, and as you exhale, draw both your knees in towards your chest, holding behind your thighs or using a strap if you like. Linger here for a few breaths, and you might notice that as you inhale and fill your body with breath, your thighs might move slightly away from your body. And as you exhale, you might draw your thighs in just a little more. And continue here, moving with the breath, inhaling, the thighs slightly move away. Exhale, drawing the thighs in just a little more. Make sure that the breath is easy and comfortable. Keep your shoulders as quiet as you can, tuning into the sensation of breath in your back, in your sides. And one more breath here. And then as you're ready, please bring your feet back to the earth. Let your arms rest down by your sides. And take a moment to notice any sensations in the physical body, any emotions that might arise, and any thoughts in the thinking mind. So let's make our way to standing in mountain pose. From the lying on your back position, please roll over onto your side, either side that you like, coming to hands and knees and then using a support such as a chair if that's useful for you. Take your time, coming slowly to standing. And please stand near a chair or a wall that might be useful for support, and we'll find our mountain pose. So let's, standing with feet about hip distance apart, let's lift and spread the toes and then let the toes relax long on the earth. Take a moment to feel the grounding of the soles of the feet, and from that place of grounding, energize your legs. Relax your tailbone, gentle little lift in and up from the lower belly without creating any hardness, just a little tone. Lift the rib cage up away from the pelvis and let the shoulders relax down away from the ears. And from the very top of your head, lengthen up, extending up from the crown of the head. And feeling this lift from the crown at the same time that you feel the rooting through the feet. So rooting down through the legs, lifting up through the spine, both true at once. Allow your gaze to be soft and relaxed at the horizon. And take a few moments here to feel the breath and feel the stability and strength of mountain pose. Let's move into infinity shoulders. Tune into your breath and make sure your breath remains easy and comfortable as we move through this shoulder practice. When you're ready, lift the right shoulder up and drop the left shoulder down. Then take the right shoulder back and the left shoulder forward. The right shoulder down and the left shoulder up. The right shoulder forward and the left shoulder back. And then continue with an easy breath as you take your shoulders through this infinity loop. Make sure that the spine is long, the crown of the head stays lifted, the breath stays easy. And then when you're ready, please reverse the direction of the loop. So the left shoulder comes forward as the right shoulder comes back. Left shoulder down, right shoulder up, left shoulder back, right shoulder forward, left shoulder up, right shoulder down. Just continue this reversed direction loop. Again, making sure that the spine stays tall, the eyes open with a soft gaze, relaxed face, quiet jaw, easy breath. And then when you're finished with your loops, allow your shoulders to relax, your arms to relax, and take a moment here in mountain pose and notice any echoes of movement. For the practice of sun salutation at the wall, please stand tall facing a wall and find mountain pose. Have your toes several inches from the wall and feel the four corners of your feet anchor firmly into the ground. Relax your tailbone. Gently engage your belly and lift your heart. Feel your breath. When you're ready, sweep your arms out to the side and up over your head, landing your palms on the wall about shoulder width apart or as wide as is comfortable. Step your left leg back behind you as far as is comfortable with the ball of your foot on the ground and the heel lifted. Bend your right knee, being sure that it tracks right over your toes. And please make sure it doesn't bend so far that if you were to look down, you couldn't see your toes. Step your left foot forward a couple of inches, and then step your right foot back beside your left. Bend your knees and extend your tailbone to the wall behind you, sliding your hands down the wall, keeping them shoulder width apart, and feel the length in your spine, palms against the wall, tailbone reaching back. Now step your left foot forward toward the wall and slide your right foot back a few inches. Bend your left knee so it is over your ankle and aligned with your toes. Slide your arms back up the wall, still shoulder width apart, and step your right foot forward by the left. Slide your hands down the wall until they are in front of your ribs. Engage your belly and hug your elbows toward your body. Invite your shoulders back and down and relax your tailbone toward the ground. Bend your elbows to lower your straight body toward the wall as if you were lowering into a push-up. Then press the wall away with your hands and slide your palms back up the wall as high as is comfortable. Now sweep your arms out and down to return to mountain pose. This completes one cycle of sun salutation. Feel free to continue for several more cycles of sun salutation at the wall if you like. For the practice of crane to crescent, please stand beside a chair close enough that you can hold on to the back for support if you like. Stand tall in mountain pose and bring your palms together in front of your chest. On an inhale, Lift your left heel, keeping the ball of the foot on the ground, as you extend your arms out to the side. On an exhale, return to mountain pose with the palms together in front of your chest. Repeat this for a few breaths, building strength and balance in your right leg. Inhale the arms out to the side as you lift your left heel. Exhale as you return the heel to the ground, palms together in mountain pose. Now, let's inhale and lift your left knee up so your left foot leaves the ground as you extend your arms out to the side. This is crane pose. On the exhale, return to mountain pose with the palms together in front of your chest. We'll do this again. Inhale, pick your left foot up off the ground. Arms go out to the sides to crane. Exhale, come back where you started. One more time. Inhale the arms out to the side as you pick up the left knee. Exhale, come back to the starting position. This time, let's inhale and extend the arms out to the sides, lifting the left knee up. And on an exhale, please step your left foot behind you as you lift your arms forward and up, bringing the ball of the left foot to the ground. On the next inhalation, bring the left knee forward, extend your arms out to the sides again in crane pose. Exhale, return to mountain pose. Let's do that again. Let's inhale, extend the arms out to the side, lifting the left knee up. And on the exhale, step your left foot behind you as you lift your arms forward and up. On the next inhalation, bring your left knee forward, extend your arms out to the sides, back to crane pose. And on an exhalation, return to mountain pose with the palms together in front of your chest. Let's do this one more time on the same side, and we'll add a little challenge if you like. On the inhale, the arms go out to the sides as we pick up the left knee. On an exhalation, we'll step the left foot back even farther and bend the right knee, allowing the arms to float forward. On the inhalation, we'll come back to crane pose, bringing the left knee up and forward. And on the exhale, come back to mountain pose. So let's take a moment here and just notice the effects of the practice. And let's try this whole sequence on the other side. So standing in mountain pose, palms together, find your breath. This time on the inhale, we'll extend the arms out to the sides and lift the right heel up. And on the exhale, we'll bring the heel down and bring the palms together in front of the chest. Inhale, extend the arms out to the sides, lift the right heel up. Exhale, come back to the starting position. This time we'll move into crane pose. On the inhale, the arms go out to the sides and we lift the right knee up, coming into crane pose. Exhale, back to mountain. And play with this for a few times at your own pace. Inhaling, the arms go out to the sides, picking up the right heel or the whole right foot. Exhale, back to the starting position. Breathing in, the arms extend up. The heel or the knee lifts. Exhale, back to the starting position. And let's take a moment here in mountain pose, preparing for the step back. As you're ready, on an inhalation, the arms go out to the side, the right knee lifts, and on the exhale, we'll step the right leg back, ball of the foot to the ground, arms float forward. Inhale, bring the arms back out to the sides and bring the knee forward to crane. Exhale, come back to the starting position. Again, inhale the arms out to the sides, lift the knee up, exhale, step back, the ball of the right foot to the ground, arms float forward. Inhale, bring the knee forward to crane, arms back to the sides, exhale, back to the starting position. Take a moment here, find your breath, and we'll add the crescent variation if you like. On the inhale, the arms go out to the sides. We bring the right knee up to crane. Exhale, we step the right leg back, Bending the left knee, arms float forward to crescent. Inhale the arms out to the side, right knee floats forward to crane. Exhale, come back to the starting position. One more time, inhaling the arms out to the side, pick the right knee up. Exhale, step the right foot back, landing the ball of the foot on the ground, bending the left knee, arms float forward. Inhale the arms back out to the sides, right knee floats forward to crane. And exhale, coming back to mountain pose, palms together. And take a moment here. Allow your arms to rest down by your sides and feel the strength and stability of mountain pose. For the practice of tightrope pose, please be sure that you're standing near a wall or a chair that you can touch lightly for support if you like. So let's stand tall in mountain pose, feet hip distance apart, shoulders relaxed, chest lifted, crown of the head extended up to the sky. On an inhale, let's take our arms out to the sides of the body so they're extended about shoulder height. And on the exhale, soften your shoulders, your elbows, and your hands. Keep your breath flowing comfortably and focus your gaze at a point on the horizon. Now, shift the weight of your body to your left leg, keeping your hips steady. Take a baby step forward with your right foot and check in to see how balanced you are. If this feels steady, move your right foot a little more towards your left foot. And if you still feel balanced, please step your right heel directly in front of your left foot as if you're walking on a tightrope. If this feels too unsteady, widen your stance up a little bit so you can be walking a plank. Either one is fine. Find that place where your stance feels challenging but comfortable. From here, please shift your weight back into your left foot. And then shift your weight forward into your right foot. And play with this a few times. Practice shifting your weight into the back foot and then into the front foot, back foot, the front foot. So this might be enough. If you want a little more sensation, you might shift your weight to the front foot and maybe take a step forward. Then shift your weight into the back foot and perhaps take a step back. Play with this weight shifting or stepping a few times at your own pace, feeling free to lightly touch the support if you like. And then when you're ready, please step your feet back into mountain pose and take a moment to feel the stability of the mountain pose. And we'll play with this now by stepping the left foot forward first. So we shift the weight into the right foot, keeping the hips steady, and take a baby step forward with the left foot. If that feels steady, continue stepping the left foot towards the right foot. Perhaps you'll put the left heel directly in front of the toes of the right foot, or maybe a little bit wider stance would be a better option. Pick the place where you feel steady and comfortable, challenged without straining, and then begin the practice of weight shifting, shifting the weight into the front foot, and then shifting the weight into the back foot. Keep your gaze steady on the horizon, eyes soft. And if you want more challenge, when you shift the weight into the front foot, step the back foot forward, so take a step forward. And then perhaps shift the weight into the back foot and take a step back. So playing with the weight shifting, with the stepping, either walking on a tightrope or walking on a plank, challenging the balance, teaching the body how to keep itself upright. And then when you're ready, bring your feet back to mountain pose and take a moment to notice the effects of this practice on your body, on your mind, and on your emotional heart. Next, we'll move into bridge pose. So to get down on the floor on your back, please face your chair or your steady support. Hinge from the hips, bend your knees, bring your hands to the support. Then one knee to the ground, the other knee to the ground. Hands and knees. And then ease yourself slowly and carefully onto the ground, onto your back. And take a moment to arrange yourself with any props you might need. If you need a folded towel under your head, that's fine. Just get yourself comfortable. So we'll have the arms at the sides, the knees bent about hip distance apart. Find your breath. On an inhalation, root down with your feet and arms as you lift your hips up off the ground. On an exhalation, release your hips back down. Continue with this easy lifting and lowering. Inhale the hips up and exhale them down. Try to keep your legs parallel as best you can. Avoid letting your knees knock in or splay out. And this lifting and lowering may be the best choice if you are interested and able to stay in the up position for a few breaths. You might stay in bridge position, lingering here with easy breath. Make sure that you keep your head on straight. Don't look around. Keep your chin lined up with that little notch in your collarbone. Easy breaths. And then as you're ready, bring your hips back to the ground and just take a moment to notice what's here. Now let's stretch out our backs with the knee to chest pose again. Easy breath in, and on an exhale, draw one or both thighs in towards your chest, holding behind the thighs. Maybe rocking a little bit from side to side. Just ease out the back. Keep the shoulders relaxed and the face relaxed. Feel that stretch in the back. Send your breath into your side body, to your back body. One more breath here. And then when you're ready, bring your feet down to the ground. Let your arms rest down by your sides. So you have earned your relaxation. So allow your body to extend out long on the floor. If you like, you can place a rolled towel or a support under your knees, arms resting at the sides. If there's any props that you would like to enhance your relaxation, an eye pillow or draping a blanket over yourself, whatever will help your relaxation. Feel free to set up for this brief rest. Allow your eyes to close. And let the weight of your bones release into the earth. Invite your flesh to soften away from your bones. And allow the skin all over your body to drape softly, relaxing, releasing, and letting go. Trust that the floor will hold you up. And trust that everything is as it should be. For the next few minutes, nothing to do but relax and release, surrendering completely and fully to the earth. bringing your awareness back into the room. See if you can stay connected with a sense of stillness and peace that you have experienced with your practice, recognizing that the stillness is available at any time through the breath. At your own time, in your own way, please bring some gentle movement back to your fingers and your toes. Stretch any places that need to stretch. And when you're ready, bend one or both knees, roll onto your side. Take a few breaths here to ease yourself back. And then when you're ready, use the strength of your hands and arms to come to a sitting position and take this moment to be grateful for the gift of breath and for whatever else you choose to be grateful for today.